ambulance services, patient breathing.
It's a little girl. She got hit by a car.
Is the patient awake?
Oh my God.
We're coming as quickly as we can.
We jumped off a bridge.
Stop it!
I think it's fucking overdue.
Every year, a quarter of a million people call for an ambulance across Merseyside.
There's two men on the floor. Oh my God, how did that happen?
In the control centre, every single one needs a split-second decision.
Shell, got an overturned car.
Divert them.
Who needs an ambulance quickest and who must wait?
David, are we okay?
We need to prepare in case baby decides to come before the ambulance does.
Taking you to the beating heart of our NHS. We follow the story behind the sirens.
See the left.
As crews race to save lives.
One, two, three, four.
We're not used, lads. Yeah, we've been lost.
Someone said once to me, you'd only die once, but you live every day.
Please, hurry up.
Ambulance service, Paul speaking, how can I help?
Please.
Patient breathing?
Oh, yes.
And awake?
Oh, yes.
Wait, tell me, Jack, what's happened?
He's a burglar. Yeah. He's jumped out the window and supposed to have broken his ankle.
Jumped from a window?
Yeah. Trying to escape. And failing.
Advanced paramedic Kirsten is working alone today in a rapid response car. Her specialist training means she attends the most life-threatening emergencies.
Rebecca, X-ray 762.
Okay.
We've got a gentleman
who is a burglar trying to escape. He's jumped from a
top floor window. The floor is between 10 and 29 foot.
You fancy going to have a look for us, please?
Yeah, Roger.
Definitely go and have a look.
Yep, ping the through to you as we speak.
Thank you.
Where is it?
Which I imagine is not his home address.
Are you off to lunch?
Just sent Kirsten to have a nosy for us.
Kirsten is 5 miles away from the incident. An ambulance, an additional paramedic and police are also attending the scene.
OK, what's happened?
Jumped out the window, shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Open fracture, left ankle.
Oh, that's quite open. Do you want to get some morphine, get some IV access? We're going to have to give pain relief and try and manipulate this leg back in.
Carry on, leg, that's an egg.
No one deserves it, Jack, no one again.
That's nothing to do with us, is it?
Listen, have you had any alcohol today? Any drugs, anything like that?
No, I don't take heroin.
I just need to know.
We're asking you about things you're taking because we're giving you morphine.
Just a pint.
A pint?
Yeah, a fag.
What, crack cocaine? Oh, it's... I thought he was an asthmatic.
Yeah, well, I initially thought that.
Right. So we need to cut up these trousers as much as we can.
I got to say, they put the boxes on when I walked in.
We just found that out, thanks. Right, you're all covered up.
The patient's ankle is badly broken. If blood flow isn't maintained, he could lose his foot.
I'll pull it straight back so we can realign it as much as we can.
You need at least a good 10 gasps of that now.
OK, this is going to hurt.
Keep still.
Brilliant. OK. Can we get the dog? Someone get the dog? We've got exposed bone here. Can you feel me touching your foot there?
Yeah.
Good.
Well done. A bit more comfortable.
Sometimes you actually stand there with your mouth open wondering how the hell people are actually in this position.
Take care.
You can never judge that person, no matter what's happened or what you're faced with. Everyone deserves the best care that we can give. I'm not going to let you wait on scene too much longer. Are you happy to do everything en route? We've given TXA, paracetamol and 10 milligrams of morphine and then more morphine en route if required. OK, so I'll let you get going then.
Thanks.
I've been qualified 19 years as a paramedic. I've dealt with quite horrible, traumatic stuff. What you're dealing with is someone's son, someone's sister, mother, daughter. But at the time, you can't think like that. You do have to protect yourself.
It's my stepdaughter. She's 27 weeks pregnant. She's been up since 2 o'clock this morning with bad pains in her back and stomach at the same time.
Tuesday morning, an hour into the shift, Shell is one of the team dispatching 51 ambulances across Merseyside.
Alpha 473, this is a 19-year-old female. She's 27 weeks pregnant. She's complaining of abdomen and back pain.
Kelsey and Dave are 5 miles away from the patient.
What are you thinking?
The pain, because she's actually gone into early labour.
999 mode activated.
Is it contractions? Are they constant pains? Are they intermittent? Oh, God, what an awful job. Where are you?
Hiya.
Hiya, love.
What's your name?
Ellie.
OK. Oops. Slow that breathing down. You're doing really well, OK?
Go on, big deep breaths, cunt. That's it, girl.
So how far in your pregnancy are you?
27 weeks.
OK.
It'll be a C-section on the 19th of June.
And why are we having a C-section?
Because she had cancer when she was younger. She's had numerous surgeries on her back, on her lower coccyx.
So, a week free of the cancer now, or weeks?
Yes, yeah, she got cleared over October last year.
OK, well done. What form of cancer was it?
Ewing sarcoma.
OK.
You've been through a lot of America, yeah?
Where's that pain now, hon?
In your back.
So what time did these pains start?
2.
OK, did it come and go at all, or is it... Okay, and you don't feel the needs of any bearing down or pushing?
No.
Okay. Have you been passing urine okay?
Been bearing in a bit life.
So this could be something as simple as a urine infection or a kidney infection. It could have gone up to your kidneys if you're feeling it in your back as well. Right, where's your shoes?
Ellie is taken to Liverpool Women's Hospital for a full assessment by a midwife.
Right. Put your bum right there for me, OK? Go on.
Good girl.
What's your name, buddy?
Lewis.
Lewis, you want to sit there for us, Lewis?
Slow your breathing. Slow deep breaths. Good girl. What was your treatment you had in America?
Proton therapy.
The NHS fund your treatment.
Yeah.
God, that's so lucky, isn't it? How old were you then?
12.
Are
and then I didn't get let out of hospital for like a year.
My God.
She's a senior, though. She's pretty with no way.
Oh.
I got told I couldn't have kids. It was on Eastridge and everything.
How long have you been together for?
Since the pregnancy.
Oh, way. Oh, at least you're having your day C-section anyway.
I haven't been boss, mate. You like something out of alien?
Oh, lovely. You're going to be the great support of Daddy, aren't you?
I don't roll your eyes.
Oh.
Is that getting worse?
Kelsey, get us in.
Okay, babe, you're doing really well.
I'm sorry, babe.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Luz, can you step down for us there, fella?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Cheers, mate. Thanks, buddy.
All right, love.
Bravo 473, just about to clear. A little update on this lady. Apparently she'd been told she could not have children. Hopefully it's just a kidney infection which she's got, which can be treated.
Oh, little miracle baby.
Thanks, Eva.
That girl, she was told that she'd never have kids.
Oh.
They hope it's just an infection, fingers crossed, they'll treat it and she'll be able to carry on until she has a cesarean.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah. I wasn't looking forward to that. I thought that was going to be something really upsetting. She's a little fighter.
Yeah.
2 hours into the shift, and crews across Merseyside have already attended 96 patients.
Ambulance service, the patient breathing?
He's athletic.
What's the address of the emergency?
He's on train at the moment.
He's on the train.
He's having a seizure.
And is he having that now, yeah?
Yeah.
Ambulance service, the patient breathing?
My mum's struggling to breathe.
Is she awake?
Yeah.
Are you with her now?
I'm downstairs. My sister's upstairs.
How old is she?
She's 81.
Gabby and Gareth are 8 minutes away from the patient.
Alpha 424, go ahead.
This is a tattoo call.
For difficulty in breathing.
Patient's name is Dorothy.
Many thanks. That was a bit of a tune. Whoop, whoop.
A bit of a tune.
Whoop, whoop. Woo, 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 woo.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard on what you think it's going to be. Everyone thinks an ambulance just goes Nino, Nino. They don't. No. Kids do a good impression of that, I bet.
Yeah.
When they win a chocolate bar and they're not allowed one.
Started my career taking the 999 calls, which is very difficult not being face to face with the patients. So I've been a fully qualified paramedic for just over 6 months. Every day I'm going into someone else's house and a different story, a different life.
Hiya. You okay? I'm still.
Hiya, no. Dorothy. What happened this morning, darling?
I woke up. I kept going to toilet at night. And it's not unusual that I can't get my breath all the time.
Okay. It's more severe this morning. So, do you have asthma?
I have pneumonia.
COPD. You've got COPD, okay. Okay. You're quite wheezy all over, okay?
I know.
You can feel it, can't you?
But based on that, she'll be going into hospital for an all-round check over, do you know what I mean? And how old are you, Dorothy, if you don't mind me asking?
I was 81.
I thought you were going to say 21 then.
He's a charmer, isn't he? You okay?
I know.
Oh, leave her. Oh, that's lovely. Whoa, Mrs.
No, sit down.
Just because you're so short of breath, I don't want you to walk yourself. That's what we're here for. It's no problem.
Are you smiling and laughing again?
Oh, no, it's my fault. I let her listen
best,
to you sing.
Best medicine. You're going to enjoy this, Dorothy. We just let it go at the top of the stairs and you shoot down them.
I don't trust
them now. Oh, honestly, trust us.
Well, Gabby's got good muscle, so Gabby's going to do most of the work.
I promise you, I've got you. Gabby's got you. Bit of a bump, doll. There we go. You feel any better now you've had a bit of a rest?
Yes, yeah.
You're talking a little bit better. You know, wherever you are, if ever you're feeling like that again, just ring us, it's fine.
I don't like troubling you.
You're not troubling, honestly.
Glass needles with MS 39.
And what happened to your husband? We lost my dad. I was only 11 and my brother was 13. He had skin cancer, so my mum's always been on her own since. We can do it, can't we, us girls? When I lost my dad when I was 11,
I took it really bad. I was a daddy's girl, so I was quite angry as a teenager. There were different pathways that I could have chosen to go down. But I chose to get myself a career, which would make my dad proud. By losing your husband, you taught your girl to be more independent. And I think that my own life as well, even though I wish my dad was here every day, I still think that he's given me the morals and the principles that I've got today that I never give up on anything. And I fight.
We've arrived.
One more go in the lift. Thank you.
I couldn't hear in the back.
I can't talk about it, can
I? Oh, come on, you can't. I couldn't hear you properly, see?
No, I'm getting all emotional. The family loved her that much, and she was the head of the family, and they'd been brought up like as she's like a single mum. She gets to you, doesn't it?
Did they have you crying?
They kept having to do the little snot wipe in the glass.
Snot wipe.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you. Someone's going to bless me. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Bloody soul coaching you. I thought you were just going to drive straight through
it. I probably would.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
He's gasping. What area is that in?
OK, tell me exactly what's happened.
She's been standing in the smokers area at our college and one of the students just collapsed on the floor in, like, a delirium sort of state.
Is she still unconscious?
She's fine. She's just speaking to one of our fellow teachers here. She did consume some THC liquid out of someone's electronic cigarette device. THC is found in marijuana, from my understanding. She's had an adverse reaction to it.
That's what she said, is it?
Yes, yes.
I'm organising the help for you now. Just stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
It's a 17-year-old who collapsed. Apparently she'd been smoking a vape. Can you vape drugs?
You can get CBD oil now in vape.
And does it act like pot does, or...?
Couldn't tell you.
Look at your face.
Remember the one who had the allergic reaction? He was really bad after it.
But there's two of them, so it's not going to be, like, an allergic reaction,
No, that's
is
a spliff.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
I don't know, I can't get to him. He's jumped off a bridge.
He said he was leaning on a glass.
He was leaning on a glass panel that's just gone straight through and he's just fell back. Someone pushed him and he's fallen through the glass down onto concrete.
Not sure what's going on, varying accounts, but doctors coming from Barnton.
A fall from height is given a Category 1 response, the highest priority.
What have we got?
It's right next to a school.
We've been multiple calls and seen different things. So one says fallen off a bridge and one says being pushed up a balcony.
That's actually plotted in the school ground.
OK.
Oh, that's good.
A helicopter with a specialist doctor and paramedic are dispatched.
Looking at 7 minutes.
Two additional ambulances are dispatched to the scene and police are already en route.
Is it on its way, the ambulance?
It's the highest response, so we are coming as quickly as we can.
OK. It's just really pale.
The grid is showing this as being our school. Got 2 minutes to run. Just check, please.
That kid fell what they reckon is 30 foot.
This rear upstairs.
The ball went through that panel, it's just shattered and he's gone straight through. But it's as though he's bounced off the parapet wall that's thrown him onto a grassed area.
We're just round there, we've just arrived. I'm just going to grab the scoop stretcher.
You, mum?
Yeah.
So this is Alex, 12-year-old. He's been up there on the bridge. Yeah. He has been pushed. The glass has gone. He's come down with his backpack behind him, and this was the position he fell in.
How are you feeling? You don't know. Your breathing and things aren't causing you any problems at the moment.
I don't know.
You don't know.
He has been moving his legs about,
yeah,
didn't he?
That's fine.
Alex,
try and keep nice and still with them legs, mate, yeah?
He must have hit
he's
that.
Hit this, yeah. He hit that bounce there and landed here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got details of...
Alex, you feel stretch underneath you. It's hard plastic stretcher, OK?
Put something comfy on it.
Something comfy.
Alex, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think it was really important. You've fallen a long way, and if you have damaged the bones in your hips, I need to put this belt on you. All right.
I think I can move.
Well, Alex, just let us do our own thing. We're just trying to protect you.
Alex, don't worry.
We just need to do it, all right?
All right, pal.
Dr. Scott suspects Alex may have fractured his pelvis. A pelvic binder will stabilise the injury and reduce the risk of potentially fatal internal bleeding.
Alex, skin as well.
Alex,
keep still.
Stay still. Okay, roll off to his left. Okay, yep. We ready?
There we go.
Well done, Alex.
We'll now get you as comfy as we can.
Ambulance services for patient breathing.
Hello, girl. Yes, you got hit by a car.
Have you got someone?
473, can I put them on it?
Divert them.
473, we're going to divert you onto a child being hit by a car, over.
Roger that.
A second high-priority call has come in. Alpha 473, Kelsey and Dave, are 3 miles away from the incident. They are immediately diverted to the scene. Advanced paramedic Kirsten is also dispatched. A senior paramedic, 3 police cars and a police motorbike are also en route.
Yeah, 473. Romeo 663 is already at scene.
I'll update you if you get a first report before you arrive.
Roger that, control. We arrive now.
Oh, fucking hell.
All right.
The biggest way I protect myself is actually the smallest thing of putting on the uniform. I could become a completely different person and become paramedic, Kirsten. I can walk into a big trauma scene on my own or a stabbing or shooting with the police, fire. If I'm in civvies, I wouldn't walk into a pub on my own. It is an armour.
To stay really strong for them,
and
you're doing really well,
okay?
Guys, do us a favour. We've got a sick child here, please. Thank you. No, excuse me. Move away from the scene. Thank you. So, Dave's coming behind you. Uncle Dave will call him now, okay?
I'm going to lift off you. You stay there, babe. I'll do that. Go, girl.
Hello.
Hiya.
She's got the injuries to the head. Her jaw looks a little, possibly a bit displaced as well. It looks like she's have a little fracture or something.
Any witnesses,
there.
Any seizures?
No seizure from what I can gather. I'm not sure what speed we've been travelling. Polly's just gone to see the damage of the car. From what I can gather, remain conscious throughout.
OK, is there anything you need me to do?
Just use a hand getting this in, please.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
So it's side on, and it's probably the wing mirror that's caught it.
Right. What we're going to do now, we're going to put some little straps over. OK, and just so we can keep you secure on the board, is that OK?
OK,
if you're scared, just say.
It's all good.
OK.
Ready. I've got Ed, OK?
One, two,
three.
There we go. There you go.
There we go. Can I get a thumbs up? Good girl.
OK?
OK. Yeah.
There we go, that's fine.
You OK there, Dave?
Yeah, good.
That one off?
You take a seat on the left.
Can you give me a big deep breath in? Can you push my foot away? Does that hurt? No, OK.
Is that ticklish? If it hurts, thumbs down, OK? So it's all thumbs up.
She's very quiet.
Is she normally this quiet? Usually chatty. She's very chatty.
Do you want to have a little talk to her mum and just let her know that everything's OK and that you're here because having mum here is a biggie?
Hello, guys.
What did she say?
She has been everywhere.
everywhere.
777, we're calling this major trauma. She's got a head injury and facial injuries. She's complaining of pain throughout the body, but the girl is very, very quiet, so we'll be going to Alder Hey.
We'll just get you off first, and then as we go in, you'll be right there with her, OK? Salwa, Mummy's with you, OK? She's staying right with you.
OK?
Yeah. There we go.
Mummy's right here, OK?
Just wondering how that little girl is, over.
She's got a proper little duck egg on her forehead.
Looks like her jaw might be a little bit displaced.
There might be some damage to her nose.
She was a cracking little child. Mum was fine.
Everything went well. We're going to be taking the AP back to her car, which we've left on scene over.
There's so many different ways of dealing with a job. Some people will go out for a bike ride. I walk the dogs. Also, my partner, he's within the ambulance service, so I can just say a couple of words to Ben and he'll know exactly what I'm seeing, what I've felt and what I'm dealing with.
That's a much higher now, sir.
Dr. Scott and paramedic Mark have been on scene with patient Alex for 30 minutes. He'll be transferred by land to the nearest hospital.
So if you just keep nice and still, well, I just need to pop a little needle into your arm.
No!
That little bit was being kept.
It's nothing. It's a little scratch.
Considering all of what you've gone through.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right. That's it.
Triple
three. Oh, where's
my phone?
Is it in your blazer?
No, I think so. Get my blazer.
The school
will
have it.
No, get it.
Right, whereabouts is your back?
Where right is it? At the bottom.
That is your hips and legs. We can't loosen that, all
what,
right?
What, them to my hips? Have I broke it?
Until we get your x-rays and things at the hospital, we won't know.
Well, you see it?
It's bent.
Yeah, it's just a bit bent. It's all right, we'll get you a new one. Just get your new screen put on,
it'll
be fine.
The main thing is mobile phones, all that kind of things, are all fixable. It's all fixable.
7-5, our patient's going to go by land, and we are now available at scene, over.
Kids are remarkably robust. Mm. Anyway, he has done well.
Hi there.
Just met the luckiest boy in England.
What did he avoid?
He avoided dying.
Yeah. Oh, good to go.
Forty-eight hours later, and the white team are back on duty.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
I don't know, he's under a car.
Is the patient awake?
No.
What's the address of the emergency, please? We'll get some help arranged. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Advanced paramedic Kirsten is dispatched to a motorbike accident 10 miles away.
762.
The details you've got. In a car, into a motorbike.
Oh, shit.
Not breathing. CPR was started almost 10 minutes ago. We've got vehicles just walking speed the past couple of minutes, so I'm waiting for update to see what's going on.
Yeah, Roger, sorry. My Ben's just literally gone out on his bike. I just hope it's not him. It's just gone that way. I know the route he's taken.
Hello, mate. It isn't an arrest, it's not a fatal. Okay. Cheers, mate. Bye. That a workable arrest is a cardiac arrest. I'll let Kirsten know.
762.
The MX doctor's just got on scene and confirmed.
This is a traumatic cardiac arrest. They are working on him.
But it sounds like it's been pretty serious from the get-go.
The helimetric still on use.
With reports of serious injuries to the motorcyclist, a helicopter, two ambulances, a senior paramedic, a rapid response vehicle, police and fire service are all dispatched.
Just any news on what bike it is or anything?
Yeah, sorry, I've got no info on what type of bike or vehicles were involved.
Roger, thank you. I just had that horrible feeling. Oh, it's not his bike. God. Hi.
Hello, are you alright?
Yes. 762. I'm just letting you know we have got him now surgical airway in this gentleman. We've still not got any definitive output. They've got rhythm changes. He's had TXA and 4 adrenaline. How much longer are we going to get him? Because it's better to get going if we can.
We just have some rational discussion about it. He's had no output for about 40 minutes.
I know.
He's had several cycles.
We've got a good ETCO2. We've got some. He's young. We can get him going. I know it's not going to be brilliant, but I think we've got a good ETCO2, and I'm not going to call it that.
Okay. Right.
There has been cases of people going to family members. When you realise it's not them, you do get that sort of sense of relief. Not so much it's not them, but you can do your job even better then because you haven't got the clouded emotion. Your mind becomes so clear. Having that clear head and that systematic approach is the way we've been trained. And a lot of time, the decisions I make are very difficult decisions. OK, everyone, can we just have a look at the rhythm? I think we're not going to manage this with that. And
I had everything done we can possibly do.
Yeah. Is everyone agreeing with this?
Yeah.
OK. We're going to call it. If everyone's agreed on scene, the doctor's on scene, so his injuries are incompatible with life.
Gabby and Gareth, Alpha 424, are en route to a Category 2 emergency call, a patient who has fallen.
It is foggy, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's that misty.
Oh, new log, as we say in Wales.
What is it?
New log.
It's new log. And what? It's sunny.
Hail when.
Unglau.
Unglau.
It's raining.
Unglau, hail when. What is the Welsh language from?
A dream.
Like, where does it come from?
Wales.
Ambulance service.
Good evening, it's British Transport Police calling. We just had Network Rail report to us that a train that struck a person.
Patient breathing unconscious.
I have no information about that.
We've got somebody being hit by a train.
Oh, my God.
Level crossing. Oh,
dear. You've just been diverted to a Category 1 call.
Train versus person. Unknown conscious, unknown breathing.
We've got yourself, the duty SP, and an AP making.
So I'll shout the heart. You've not spoke to the heart, have you?
No, I was just waiting for them to allocate it.
It's the 293rd high-priority call of the evening. The nearest available crew, Alpha 424, are diverted to attend. Heart, the hazardous area response team, an advanced paramedic, a senior paramedic, and the police are also dispatched.
If we're first on scene, we need to be counting how many patients we've got.
Yeah, we will.
Just be one.
Yeah, we need to know who was crossing, how many, if there's any injured on the train, obviously, because they've had to come to a stop, haven't they?
424. Just wondering if you got any more details off scene, as in how many patients and that were.
Apologies, we're still trying to get information through now. Don't even know if it's male or female.
There's no further details at the moment, sir.
I don't wish it upon anyone, what I'm thinking in my head.
Michelle?
Yeah?
I was there a couple of weeks ago for a similar job. Yeah. It's a nightmare of a road to go down. It's literally like a single vehicle track. It goes up and then stops.
Yeah, something's flashing. Yeah, this is it.
424, the heart team and the GPSP are almost there now.
We're just approaching the train now. We can see it flashing over.
Right, OK. Thanks for that.
Oh, my God. This is so bad.
How far up from here walking is it?
That's a good walk.
Yeah.
The ambulance crew must wait until the train line is declared safe.
We'll just wait for the green light.
The heart team travel to assess the patient.
So the police are just going to access the driver. Apparently it's quite a walk.
I'll update your patient.
Well, guys, we'll send the medic with you. So Sean and Paul, you two go with the bobbies. The rest of us will remain here for the time being. And give us a quick heads up on 954. All right, mate.
It doesn't affect you immediately, but sometimes I drive past and see the flowers, maybe the notes to Dad or something like that, and it just brings it home to you. But you know at that point you try to do everything you could, because that's what we do every day.
I'm just happy that you're fine. You head off, you and work at 8. See you later.
Have a safe night.
You too.
Okay.
Oh, right. Get back to it.
It's a massive fatality. There's nothing we can do.
Heart team leader just shouted up. Patient is deceased.
It's sad because at the moment we don't know who he, she is. You know, family won't know. It's just...
You can't even imagine, can you? I couldn't even imagine going to a job like that.
If I've gone to somebody and they've already passed away, I find that difficult. I always have the feeling when I could have gone to that person whilst they were still alive and in desperate need, that I feel like I've got a way that I'm able to talk to somebody to try and make them feel a bit better, and tomorrow's a different day.
It is now safe to check the passengers on the train.
Hiya.
Is everybody all right?
You okay, guys? Yeah? Everyone okay?
Are you the driver or the conductor? So you've witnessed?
I heard it. Never run so fast in the last 10 years, actually, to get to the back of the train.
Just sit on this side. There's a queue down the other side of the train.
Just sit on this side, everyone.
Thank you. Just while they're coming past. Thank you.
Car team leader, thanks. Message from Romeo 633. 21 passengers on the train. None of them are injured, just shaken up. Thanks, over.
Poor person's parents.
No, they'll be getting the phone call now, won't they?
And they're knocking that door. It's unbearable.
Alpha 424.
Just want to do a welfare check, make sure you're OK, over.
Yeah, we're both fine. Obviously, when everything was confirmed, our priority went to the passengers on the train. We were just discussing it now. It's very upsetting. We're just heading back to FAS anyway. We are clear and available. Thanks, over.
Is he all right?
He's saying he is, but he just sounds really, really upset.
Are they the ones that went to the...
Yeah.
The train, yeah.
Yeah, it's telling back. Tell him to get the dinner, have a decent break.
Does seem like it's happening more.
We've had quite a few lately, haven't we?
There isn't a lot of support for mental health out there now, is there? It's getting less and less and less as the cuts become more and more and more.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
OK, are you with the patient now?
Are you clammy or having cold sweat?
My heart's pounding and my hands and feet are numb and my face is going numb.
All right, now take some deep breaths for me, OK? Just try and focus on your breathing.
Feels like I'm being pushed in the chest.
I'm right here with you and I'm going to stay on the line with you until help arrives.
Thank you very much.
We've had chest pains, it's burning, she can't breathe. Oh, she's proper scaring me now in case it's a heart attack.
Keep her nice and calm, just keep talking to her.
Listen, right, come on. All right.
Tell us it's not going to help with the breathing if she carries on screaming like that.
Woman said, shut up.
I've just been involved in an accident southbound on the M6 with a van and a car.
And have you got any injuries?
Oh, shit. The charge in the flat's waning and it's just been hit by a truck and another van.
Advanced paramedic Kirsten is 13 minutes away from the motorway crash. Also en route are a senior paramedic, two ambulances, police and fire services. The heart team are also dispatched, but are 32 minutes away.
Got one van here. Oh, someone's engine now. Jesus. Right.
Hello.
No one in this car, eh?
Okay.
Beer's in the back.
Okay.
There's a big bag of cigs that are all banking. I've looked across fields, but I can't see anything, so...
Okay, is there any injuries?
I will have a word with these down here.
No worries. 762. We've got multiple RTCs here. There's one rollover, but we think they've actually absconded from scene. There's significant damage. At the moment, they look like possibly minor injuries. Mike's just checking them out.
Roger, mate, how are
you? You all right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a quick chat with this guy in here.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, OK, that's fine. You're OK? Sorry, I'm Kirsten, one of the paramedics. Were you driving this?
Yeah.
OK.
Kirsten,
yeah?
I looked in that car. This guy said there's somebody in that car.
You've got a torch? Yeah, he's there. He's right in here. I can't get to him.
Right, mate.
Quebec X-ray 762. We've actually found someone under the dashboard in this rollover.
I had a look in, I couldn't see that, because he was covered up, wasn't he?
I know. Yeah, Roger.
With the discovery of the patient, a third ambulance and doctor are also dispatched. The motorway is blocked both ways. Kirsten and a senior paramedic are the only clinicians on scene.
Can you force that door? Try and force that door open.
Just see what.
Cheers, mate.
Give a rest.
Get some hands on.
Yeah.
You can get drag him out. It's cardiac arrest in here. Okay. One, two, three. Get the capnography on, and then I'll start with the thoracostomy.
Kirsten suspects the patient's lungs have collapsed.
OK, if you just stop CPR for a second.
She must perform a surgical procedure to help the patient's breathing.
OK, carry on CPR.
Okay. As she waits, the second ambulance crew arrives. The heart team and the rapid response doctor are still trying to get through the tailbacks.
Can we get some warm fluid? Great. And can I have a 20ml syringe, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, run that through for me. Right. Okay, can we just reassess this rhythm for a second? Hands off. Okay. Have we got an output? OK, we've got an output. Can we get a vehicle down here? Can we get him moving forward?
Pull forward 20 feet.
One, two, three, up. OK.
Are you travelling?
Yeah, I'll travel, yeah. He's had bilateral thoracostomies, he's got IO access, he's had some fluid, he's got good BP, he's got good recoil with the lungs. Stats.
With the patient's heart now beating on its own, they will be transferred to the nearest trauma centre at Royal Stoke Hospital.
We've got an ETA of 4 minutes.
Okay. Ambulance, is the patient breathing? Is the patient awake?
Just both try and stay nice and calm for me, okay? Tell me exactly what's happened. Okay, so was this accidental or intentional?
Intentional.
And have you both taken them?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Where is he now?
In the bathroom.
Has he locked the door?
Yeah.
I need to ask, is he feeling violent?
Yeah.
I'm organising the help for you now. Just stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Yeah. Alpha 424, this is a Category 2 call.
For two patients who have overdosed, both conscious and breathing.
The male in the property is feeling violent.
There is a second ambulance making as well, Yvette.
Gabby and Gareth are 5 minutes away from the patients. In the last month, crews across Merseyside have dealt with nearly 700 overdoses.
I don't suppose you know if there's any previous calls to this address, over.
There's a previous to the mail a month ago. From the looks of it, he did turn violent on that call.
I think the police has a little bit of a job trying to calm him down as well.
Are you OK there? What's he doing?
He has scissors.
Oh, 424, he's
apparently got access to scissors now and will possibly use them as a weapon.
Yeah, thanks for that. All the same.
Is he awake?
I think so, but he's already going on.
Are you in the bathroom now?
Yeah, there's somebody else here. I don't know what it
is. Who's there with you?
Hello, I live next door. I don't know. Right. He looks unconscious.
He's unconscious?
Yeah.
Might as well stop in here, mate.
With the scene potentially unsafe, the crew wait for the police at a safe distance.
Alpha 424, thank you. This job's just been upgraded to a Category 1.
We'll update you, I mean, no more details about.
We need to lay him flat on his back, OK? Can you do that for me?
Okay.
Just place your hand on his forehead.
Put your hand on his forehead.
Your other hand under his neck and just tilt his head back.
Under his neck and tilt his back.
And if you just put your ear next to his mouth, can you feel or hear any breathing?
Yeah, he's looking at
that. Right, that's fine. Just keep talking to him. You've done really well.
Sounds like there's a lot of activity going on in this house, doesn't it?
I know.
What's happening now? He's conscious.
Okay.
The girl's on the phone panicking, isn't
she? Oh, is she? So used to trauma. You're not normal, really, are we?
I don't think anyone that does this job's normal.
No.
They've all got a bloody story to tell, haven't they?
Yeah. And they tell to think I'm nuts.
Yeah.
Is anything like blood or not when I was younger?
Is it not?
No. I go all wazy, like, whoa, I'm gonna faint.
Say again.
You see there?
Who's that?
There's a lot of blood. Really bad, like.
We are attached to a job. We'll go and have a quick look, though. Should we get you on the ambulance, get you checked over?
What?
She's coughing up blood. Yeah. That's serious. She needs to come in with us.
Let me just get you the bowl in case you'd be sick. I'm going to... Sorry, let me get this bowl. Come on. Come here, honey. Come on, sweet girl, come here.
Alpha 424.
Alpha 424, go ahead.
At our location now, we've come across a patient on the street who's coughing up a lot of blood. She is going to need an ambulance.
No worries, I'll get a running call, put in and send her through to you. I'll get another vehicle for the other job.
Obviously, thanks a lot.
I've been on with freezing, I don't know how you cope.
Heater's on and that. How long have you been on the streets?
On and off the streets for years.
How long have you known that chap for?
3.5 years.
Oh, so, yes, a while then. And you've been coughing that stuff up for how long?
Oh,
a couple of months.
How many episodes have you had?
Every day I'll do it. It's not like noon. I'm supposed to go to hospital. They've asked me to go about 3 times. So, I mean, when you go there, you say this all the time to me, but I'm always all right.
You do need to go today.
There's something big gone wrong. So when you get to hospital, you need to stay there.
That's something about a vein in my throat.
A varices.
It's made of split. Yeah. And it's bleeding inside. Yeah.
It's good. A good job for them fellas who are patrolling then, isn't it?
No, then.
We were waiting for another job, so I'm glad they showed us, like.
Jesus. It's awful stuff, isn't it?
Don't be sorry.
I'm going to try and put a needle in your arm, all right, just in case there's anything you need off us on the way. Sharp scratch, OK.
Sorry, darling.
You're doing really well. I know it's painful. Let me just put the sticker over this, love. Thank you, darling. We're nearly done now.
Can I get my bag, please?
Of course you can. Can she have a bag, please? Thank you.
You got to stay there now, in hospital.
No.
999 mode activated.
A lot of people say I care too much. I think, though, that my life experience has made me strong. I don't give up. I try and treat every person the way I want my own family to be treated. Try and be an equal with them and support them. I want their lasting impression to say, Gabrielle helped me. She was there for me. If I can save someone's life, I will. Alpha 424.
I'm just wondering, is there any more details on that job you've just cleared off at?
She was vomiting bright red blood. There was so much of it. She was homeless as well with a partner. It was really sad, honestly. It's been a nightmare. Some of the jobs have been challenging, so thanks for looking after us tonight.
No worries. Thanks very much for all your hard work. You get yourselves home and have a good sleep. And...
Sweet dreams, bye-bye.
Oh, that was nice.
It's been hard work,
yeah.
Anyway, we're all... Oh, God.
I know. Honestly, I could just close my eyes now.
Right, well, do you want the good news or the bad news? Good news is there's nothing to hand over.
Please.
The bad news.
Bad news is you're here for 12 hours, son, and I'm not.
That is it. Then I, God bless.
Sometimes you think, oh my God, do I do that every day?
Ben has been qualified as a paramedic for just under a year now.
So we can talk and support each other.
At the end of every shift, I can sit down and have that chat to him. The decisions, what you've seen, the noise, and that whole scene that you cannot explain to anyone that's never seen it. You can't come home and have those normal conversations when actually what we do is really not normal.
And I want more than I can give. Just trying to, trying to, trying to forget. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever.
Next on Ambulance.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's happening?
Stop it! Leave my house! That's my husband!
David? David?